I don't know if he's gonna make it.
Kane? Kane, can you hear me, Kane?
It felt like it took forever to open my eyes.
I will never tell anyone to go to hell again.
Oh, baby, he's back. And Don Alonzi's in the soul trap.
Sweet.
You did it.
We did it.
I'm going to have to get a refund on that urn I bought you.
He passed out. We should get him to a hospital, Ned.
No. If he's going to recuperate, he has to do it here, where we're safe. There's nothing a doctor can do for him.
What? Are you crazy?
This is way beyond medicine, Eva. It has to do with the soul trap. The spirit has to heal the body. If that doesn't happen, he'll die.
I thought I had lost you, Kane.
For a few minutes, I thought you lost me too.
I don't ever want to lose you again.
What?
I'm way into you, Kane. I can't get you out of my mind.
But I thought you were seeing someone. I thought you wanted to keep this professional.
Not anymore.
I'm stoked that you're into me, but... can you hold that thought until my brain starts working again?
Just rest. We'll talk later.
I slept for at least a day. When I woke up, I still felt like the Grim Reaper was tapping me on the shoulder, but I demanded to go into the soul trap. Ned threatened to disown me, told me I'd kill myself, that my white count was high, and my blood pressure low, and my nervous system was toast. But I didn't care. I'd been to hell and back for this woman. I wanted to meet her.
Dumb stubborn. You got 15 minutes, that's all.
Deal.
Let me know how you like the new look.
What is it this time?
Enjoy the surprise.
Relax, kid. Match your heartbeats and time your breathing to the patterns.
Entering the soul trap was a lot easier than usual. Guess it helped to be closer to death. Ned dressed the place up to look like a 50s diner. Felt like I was in the very first Johnny Rockets. There she stood, right in front of me, sipping a milkshake. An absolute knockout. Where do I even begin? Her long black hair was pulled back in a ponytail, her lipstick blood red. She wore a black and white poodle skirt and a tight mauve mohair sweater under which she was wearing one of those vintage gravity-defying bullet bras. This was a babe and a half.
Time to finally meet Donna. I can't believe she's right in front of me. I don't want to release him now. Time to finally meet... I'm not leaving without learning everything I can about her. Time to finally meet Donna. I can't believe she's right in front of me.
It's you. Where's Ollie? Is this heaven? Are you an angel?
Ollie's still in the church in Lompoc, right where you left him.
Oh, my stars. Is he okay?
He's fine. He's a great kid. You should be proud.
I miss him so much.
He misses you too. As soon as I'm strong enough, I'm gonna take you to him.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for saving me.
I'm Kane Price. Sorry, we're not in heaven, and I'm sure no angel. But I'm here to help you and Ollie. As soon as I'm strong enough to move.
You look strong. You're moving.
Well, this is me in spirit form. My body's not in very good shape. I don't know if I'm gonna live or die.
I can't believe you're alive.
I spent the next 10 minutes filling Donna in on the soul trap and my time with Ollie. I was about to ask her about her husband, Nikki, when Ned yanked me back.
You okay, Kane? I had to pull you out. Your pulse was tanking.
She's something.
That's what you always say.
No, I mean it. She's smoking.
How smoking?
Nice job on the decor, bro.
Too bad I couldn't drum up a soda jerk.
Or take the cholesterol out of the fries.
Cholesterol's what makes a fry a fry. I love this stuff.
The next few days were critical. They felt like a dream.
He's still running a fever.
His blood pressure's way too high.
Is all this uncontrolled flatulence normal?
I slept for hours on end and used pranic healing techniques I learned from a Vietnamese guru to balance my body's energy field. It involved listening for vibrations in my aura and then centering them between my heart and throat chakras. That repaired breakdowns in my aura and allowed my astral energy to flow in a steady healing current. Each time I balanced my aural energy, I felt a little stronger, and once a day, for short durations, I went into the soul trap to see Donna.
It was an unhappy marriage from the start.
That's a bummer. Sorry to hear that.
He was always smoking, and he drank all the time. And when he drank, he got mean. Sometimes he'd go for days without sleeping. Got worse when he became obsessed with the occult. Nicky craved wealth. He had doubts about his own abilities. He worshipped the devil. That's why he summoned the demon Balfagor, to bring him wealth and success.
So Balfagor was behind his designs for the electronic slot machine?
Yes. He sold his soul and got his fortune.
But he got sick.
Cancer. It started in his throat and spread through his body. I read somewhere once, and I truly agree. Body is a mirror of the soul.
But Nicky lived.
He summoned the demon Alastor to cure him.
But he'd already sold his soul to Balfagor.
This time around, he traded my life, Ollie's life, for a cure. For a long, abundant life.
No good son of a...
By then, I had left him for good and was trying to get back to my family in Lumput. But Alastor and his minions came for us when I was driving.
Oh, sorry.
It was a nightmare. I just wish I could look Nicky in the eye just one last time and slap his face.
I'd like to do more than that to his face.
I guess Nicky's not worth it.
Commodore Watson told me what you did. How you sacrificed your soul to protect Ollie.
It was an easy decision.
It was a brave one, though.
Sometimes it involved more than one aural vibration. I would concentrate on one aural vibration at a time, going up and down, centering each one individually between my heart and throat chakras until they were all centered and my aura was repaired.
Thank you.
You were in there way too long. No more journeys inside until your body does some significant healing.
Nicky Lanzi is responsible for the death of his wife and kid. Bastards sold their lives to a demon.
You need sleep, Kane. You're still very weak.
As I got stronger, my journeys inside increased. Donna and I could talk for hours about almost anything.
If I were alive, I'd be 78.
Cradle robber. But we could probably find a way to make it work.
I bet we'd turn some heads.
No, you'd have arthritis in your neck so you couldn't turn your head. But it'd be fun. I could polish your dentures, carry around your oxygen tank.
78's not old. Age is a state of mind. Elvis is my dreamboat. I saw Love Me Tender 8 times.
Elvis was the king. I'll give him his due. But he was just the tip of the iceberg. Then came Dylan, the Beatles, the Stones, the Sex Pistols, Nirvana, the Chili Peppers, Nickelback. I have to tell you about all of them.
Wait a minute. Did you say Sex Pistol?
I'd never been with anyone so easy to talk to. I only had a few vague memories of my parents. One of those memories was of a night when I crawled into bed with them during a thunderstorm. I felt safe and utterly comfortable. That's how I felt when I was with Donna.
I told her things I never shared with anyone. It was tough. My mother just left me and my dad. Just like that. I was 7. Then one day he was gone.
It's okay, Kane. Come here.
The little dude loves the Lone Ranger.
I know. He started wearing a mask all day and night. He even slept in it.
You want to hear what kind of son you have?
Yes, tell me.
He gave me his Lone Ranger deputy badge for good luck when I came to find you.
That's Ollie. That's sweet.
I know. I can't get enough of him.
Strange things started to happen.
It makes no sense. Seems like the more time you spend inside the soul trap, the stronger you get.
It's the company I'm keeping.
This is not how it's supposed to work.
Eva came to visit every day. I used to think about her nonstop. Now I barely noticed when she was around. Things got a little uncomfortable.
You're looking good, Kane. You look like you might be ready for some physical activity.
I don't know.
The kind of activity that doesn't require clothes.
Life is weird.
That's your response? Are you kidding me? Do you remember the things I told you when you came back?
I remember.
Well?
Well, what?
What do you think? About me? About us? I'm trying to tell you I'm falling in love with you. I want to be with you.
What could I say? You're falling in love with me and I'm falling in love with a ghost? Instead, I babbled until she got the point.
Well, I just think it's best... What I'm trying to say is that if we just...
Just what? Say it.
If we keep things professional.
You can't be falling for a ghost.
Don't be crazy.
You are. You've fallen for a ghost. I can tell.
Eva, just listen to me.
I can't believe this. Fine. If that's what you want. Fine.
Listen, I couldn't have done any of this without you.
I have to go. I'll be in touch.
I probably should have felt bad, but I didn't. My healing was almost complete, and all I wanted to do was get back to Donna.
President. What did you say her name was?
Hillary.
I like that name.
I hate to change the subject, but my body, it's good to roll. I think we should bug out and get you back to Ollie.
Oh, bless my heart. I can't wait.
I just wanted to thank you. Something about my time with you, it healed me.
And you healed me. Healed my soul. My spirit was broken. You saw...
Your spirit was broken, and my body was lifeless. We made quite the couple.
I agree. Quite the couple. Before you go, I have to say something. Kane, you're a fine man.
You haven't seen me when I drink whiskey.
No, I mean it. You didn't even know me. But you risked your own life to save me. Now, maybe you did that for Ollie, but... It doesn't really matter.
You know, I saw a picture of you once.
And?
And my eyes got dizzy. I couldn't get you out of my mind. The way Ollie talked about you, the kid he turned out to be. The acorn never falls far from the tree. You were worth the trouble, Donna.
Kane. Kane, I think I'm falling in love.
I think I'm already there.
No, Kane, we really shouldn't.
I beg to differ.
Oh, Kane, is it even possible for us to... in here?
There's only one way to find out.
Well, that was one more thing on the wonder if I can do that in the soul trap list that I can check off. Other than saying it was the finest few hours of my life, that's all this gentleman is going to say. Ned and I checked out of that Fleabag motel in Sunland and drove north to Lompoc. Eva was a no-show. After everything we'd been through together, I would have liked her to be there.